From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
On today's edition of CSJP in 5, find out how a homework center has been giving life to residents of De La Vega City and surrounding communities in St. Catherine. The Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, has been providing invaluable capacity-building support to community leaders in De La Vega City, guiding them in the establishment of a benevolent society.
That benevolent society is actually a business. They're actually taking on the affairs of the community. And let me tell you, they played a very integral role in what CSJP is doing in the community. They're a very vibrant group. Understand, and they go the extra mile for the community, so it's very effective.
CSJP Community Case Management Officer for De La Vega City, Cadian Hutchinson. A shining example of the work of the Benevolent Society is the Homework Center, operated out of the Community Center. CSJP provides a stipend for the center manager and caretaker. The program also provides funds to support the administrative functions of the center. General Secretary for the De La Vega City Community Development Committee and Benevolent Society, Alvarine Bennett, says the center doesn't just cater to youngsters from De La Vega City.
We have students from Charlotte, Jones Avenue, March Bend. We have persons from Lake Bend, Quarry Hill. We have persons from Spanish Town. We have persons from Olava. We have persons all over coming to our homework center. We have professional teachers and they are volunteers. The majority of the teachers are from outside of the community. So, you know, we look about stipends for them to reach home. The core group is from the GSAT and the grade 4 literacy. We try to have teachers who are experts in that era to assist these students.
Sasha Gay Johnson is the center manager. She's also a CSJP scholarship recipient, having been assisted to complete a bachelor's degree in education. She says the center is open daily from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Well, we have a computer lab, so for persons who still want to do their homework or to research something, they can come at the center during that time. It's free of cost.
The operators of the homework center take over during the hours 5 to 7 p.m. Another CSJP scholarship recipient, Richard Dumfrey, gives back to his community by volunteering at the Homework Center, specifically with the Essential Learning Program, which teaches literacy skills to at-risk youth.
What I did was get a software, interactive software, based on my findings. The same youth, they like the computer setting. You know, I didn't want them to have books and whatever to get them bored. It was on key skills relating to phonics, grammar, ABC, all of that. For the basic learning of English, so it helped them substantially.
Richard says the program, which operates on Fridays, has been well received.
Up until now, they're still there. They're still coming in, and more of them, because I find that actually we don't have enough computers for all of them. What she had to do is cut down the amount. So we just targeted the persons who are not in school.
CSJP offers scholarship opportunities for tertiary students as well as skills training and internship opportunities for at-risk youth. In De La Vega City, the program recently collaborated with the Benevolent Society to provide trauma counseling for students of the Homework Center as well as elderly residents of the community who have been affected by an upsurge of violence in the Spanish Town area. CSJP, as well as other sponsors, also helped community leaders to organize a trip to Ocho Rios for 80 children from the Homework Center on December 16. CSJP carries out this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Lorraine Mendez. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
We'll be right back. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.